The question today is it wrong to belong to the Masonic Lodge? I know this is a loaded question, and it's a very heavy question. I know it's on a lot of people don't want to deal with this, but yet I feel like it's time to deal with it on the radio broadcast, because there's so many people out there today that's caught up in something that's not really right. And so therefore, I've waited, I've hesitated, I've tried to get this as far as the time to deal with this question. Now, when I'm talking today, the question, of course, is it wrong to belong to the Masonic Lodge? I'm talking about any institution. This can be applied to hundreds of other lodges, fraternities, and whatnot. And as I deal with this question, I'll deal with it this entire week, and I'll try to recap and deal with it enough that maybe you can understand it. My aim is not to hurt anyone. I know there's some good men by the world standards. I know that the Bible says there's none good, no, not one. But I know by the world standards there's some good men who are in the Masonic Lodge, and they've been deceived is the reason that they're in that. And so I want to deal with it in that way. Now, as I said, I was in a fraternity when I was in college. Now, it's not a Masonic Lodge, but it's got the handshakes, it's got the secret passwords, it's got the oaths that you take, it's got the different pledging allegiance to an idol god is what we actually did, and took mottos and things. And I didn't even realize it at that time. I went back to the 25th anniversary, a reunion of that, and I heard them quote the motto, I guess was what it was called, and I thought to myself, pure idolatry. And I quoted that every week that I was in there, but I was so blinded I could not see. So as we deal with this question, I'll deal with it from the basis of the Bible. I'll deal with it also with the basis of some information that I've studied years ago. I had a person who actually gave me the books. He was denounced. He hadn't denounced it. He just simply quit going to the Masonic Lodge. And he gave me the books and told me, whatever you do, don't you tell them where you got these books. For if they do, they know about it, they'll kill me. And that's sad. That's been several years ago. And so as a result, the reason I did that, I was confronted with the fact that I was going to have a Masonic funeral in the church that I pastored years ago, and I refused to do it because I said I cannot do that. And then I had to apologize to the man's wife in front of the casket that I'd failed to teach and preach on about the Masonic Lodge, and so therefore I apologized to her for that and asked her to forgive me for that. But I studied it. I looked at it, and I looked at some information that I had. I verified the information that I'm going to read to you during these radio broadcasts on this answering this question. And these I verified them in the actual books that the Masonic Lodge gave to this individual that loaned me the books and said, don't tell them who gave you those books. So the question is it wrong to belong to the Masonic Lodge? And so any other organization that falls in the category of a lodge, Odd Fellows and fraternal orders and things where you take secret oaths and things of that nature and have all those secrets and whatnot, even Eastern Star, they all fall under this same category. So as I deal with the Masonic Lodge, if you're a member of something similar, you take this to heart and realize as we answer the question, is it wrong to belong to the Masonic Lodge? Well, first thing, and I'll say it's wrong today because of its secrecy. It's secrecy. The Bible says in the book of John 18:20, Jesus answered him as he spoke his question, tried to be put on the spot. He said, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whether the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. In other words, he didn't do anything in secret. You realize that as far as what he said. Now, Matthew chapter 10, verse number 26 and 27, he said, fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered but that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. In other words, it wasn't to be healed. It wasn't to be hid, in other words, is what it amounts to. He also said in verse 27 of Matthew 10, "What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetop." So he said, what you hear, you ought to be able to share with the world in that sense, in other words. And therefore, he says, you preach what you hear and don't and declare it on the housetops. But vows contradict. The vows that you take in any of these secret organizations contradict what the Lord Jesus said. The Bible also said in Ephesians 5:11, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." Now, the word, the darkness is the word for evil, and the word reprove means to expose or condemn them. So it needs to be done. And the reason I'm doing this is because I know it's not going to make friends. I understand that. But if I can help one soul that realizes they're not saved, that they're depending on something besides the Lord Jesus Christ, then that they come loose from that, it'll be worth it all. It'll be worth all the persecution. It'll be worth all that goes against what we're trying to say. But these vows, you see, the people who make these vows in these organizations, they hold them, these secret vows I'm talking about, they hold them more sacred than the marriage vow. That's the Lord's institution. He said those vows are sacred. In other words, but they make vows that they'll never reveal the secrets and the doings or the workings or the actions of the Freemasonry. They hold it from their wife, their own flesh and blood, the wife of their bosom, the mother of their children. In other words, they swore to conceal facts. And the Bible says in the Old Testament time, one of the trespass offering was had to be done if it was a sin to withhold truth. Now, when Jesus sometimes didn't speak and when he was asked a question, it wasn't withholding truth. But if it was to withhold truth, he had to answer that question or he would have been a sinner. And so, therefore, you see, these people who take these oaths and of secrecy, they're withholding something, in other words, from their companion. In other words, the wives even may have helped them make the money that they spend for those expensive degrees, and they are expensive. And there's several degrees in Freemasonry. I don't know a lot about all of them. I just know enough to know that it's wrong. It's not. It's something that a child of God should have no part with. And I'll show you why in this in a moment. And in the next broadcast, if you please, because I won't get done with it today. But you see, you purchase things and keep them secret from your wife. In other words, you realize it's wrong because of the secrecy. And then the oaths you take, it's wrong to belong to the Masonic Lodge because of the oaths that you take. Those oaths that they take, and I've not tried to study them all out, but I'm going to quote you some right out of a book. I'm going to read them. It's in the actual books that they give the Freemasonry, the Masons, they give them to them. And, well, they don't give them to them. They got to buy them, but still with the dues and whatnot. But they still, it's what they actually have. And this come right out of those books. They're horrible. These oaths are horrible. They're almost blasphemous, in other words. And what happens, many took them and don't even know what they took. I took the vows of the fraternity I was in and didn't even know what I was taking because, you see, they give them to you one line at a time and you don't have time to think about it. It's what it amounts to. Now, there's three levels that I want to deal with as far as dealing with these three levels here. And I want to read something about to what we call, in other words, entered apprentice is the first place, or I guess the first level, and there's many other degrees, but the entered apprentice, and this is what I'm going to read this and quote it right out of this book that is quoted directly from word for word for what those in the Masons have through their organization. Now, the entered apprentice, they have to take this oath, and they say, "I," and as they're quoted this, "I," and there's a blank, meaning stating your name in full, "of my own free will and accord, in the presence of Almighty God and this worshipful lodge," Lord help, to call a place like that worshipful, "erected to Him and dedicated to the Holy Saint John, do hereby and hereon most solemnly and sincerely promise and swear." Three parts to this vow. Number one, they make the vow that I will always hail, ever conceal, never reveal any of the secret arts, parts, or points of the hidden mysteries of the ancient Freemasonry, which have been heretofore. May at this time or shall in any future period be communicated to me as such. In other words, they're going through the inducting in there, and they promise they'll never do those things, whether it's a handshake, whether it's their stance, whatever they have, all those parts about it. And so therefore, it said that and to any person or persons whomsoever, except it be to a true or lawful brother Mason, or within a regular constituted lodge of Masons, and neither unto him nor them until by strict trial, due examination, or legal information, I shall have found him or them as lawfully entitled to the same as I am myself. Number two, I furthermore solemnly promise and swear that I'll not write, print, paint, stamp, stain, cut, carve, mark, or engrave them, or cause the same to be done upon anything movable or immovable, capable of receiving the least impression of a word, syllable, character, or letter, whereby the same may become legible or intelligible to myself or to any other person under the whole canopy of heaven, and the secrets of Freemasonry be thereby unlawfully obtained through my unworthiness. Number three, and listen to this. To all of this, I most solemnly and sincerely promise and swear with a firm and steadfast resolution to keep and perform the same without any equivocation, mental reservation, or secret invasion of mind whatsoever. Now you really need to listen to this actual vow. Binding myself under no less a penalty than that of having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by its roots and buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. Should I ever knowingly or willingly violate this my solemn oath and obligation as an entered apprentice Mason, so help me God and keep me steadfast in the due performance of the same. That's the end of the quote. Now you see, they promised they'd never reveal a word of that said. If they did, that they could, I have a penalty. I'm having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the roots, and buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. Folks, oaths are blasphemous, and that's one reason why it's not good to belong to the Masonic Lodge. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.